I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Hey, guys! If you're a fan of one of the greatest shows ever made, The Wire, then you absolutely know who Andre Arroyo is. For 5 seasons, he made viewers laugh and cry with his portrayal of Bubbles. Fans of the show Fringe also know him as cab driver Henry, who helps Olivia, played by Anna Torv, in the parallel universe. I talked to Andre in a conference call about his role as Henry, his advice to actors, and yes, The Wire.
What keeps challenging you about playing Henry?
The challenge, I mean, Fringe is such a great show, and it, you know, it's so complex in what angle it comes at. You know, it's a thriller, it's sci-fi, it's, you know, suspense, and there is even, you know, a lot of sense of humor. And I think with Henry, you know, the mysteriousness of, you know, why he's helping, or, you know, what makes him, you know, commit to, you know, helping Olivia out, and what's going on with himself, what demons is he facing. You know, I like to layer up so many different little nuances, you know, and not give away anything at the same time. So I guess I just enjoy the complexity of his character and the show itself.
What do you like best about playing Henry?
I mean, Olivia, Anna Torv is a great actress, and I like, you know, the scenes that we have together. I like the chemistry, and, you know, coming from a show like The Wire, you know, it feels real good to be clean and sober, clean and sober, and just dealing with the mysteriousness. I mean, Friends is such a mysterious type of show. You know, even when you know the script, even when you're involved in it, there's such a tone of mystery that surrounds the show. That it's kind of exciting, you know, to see if you can keep that tone within your scene, you know, for yourself, the actors, and the audience. So I like the intense mystery of the show.
Even though you're just a recurring character, what would you like to see for Henry for the rest of the season?
There's so many, you know, with this type of show, there's so many different angles. I have an A, B, C, you know, D type of list of different angles I would love to try to go through as far as Henry. I used to joke with one of the couple of producers there. I love, if I can come back into the real universe with Olivia, like, on some Back to the Future, like, if my cab turned into a time machine DeLorean and we start traveling, because, you know, I really, really enjoy the energy that me and Anna have. So I would like to see us, you know, really go out there and battle, you know, other evils, and maybe a nice little spinoff of just me and Anna.
I wanted to really get your thoughts on Fringe as a series, and what your thoughts are, and kind of how it is working with Anna.
Fringe is an amazing, I mean, coming from where I came from, which is The Wire, and such a, you know, heavy-based, realistic show dealing with the streets and the politics. You know, you go on Fringe, and I was really, you know, blown away by, you know, the tone of the show, you know, dealing with sci-fi and dealing with mystery and dealing with the things that they deal with. It can really come across crazy, campy, to be corny. But this show, I mean, the way they deal with the storyline, I just find the show very intense, very suspenseful. And, you know, even though it's dealing with stuff that, you know, it's crazy, you know, sci-fi energy, there's still a sense of a real aspect of the humanity and what people are going through, and just trying to make their world a better place, that I find interesting. And Anna, I mean, you know, she's a great-looking woman. The chemistry that we're being stuck in a cab with her for, you know, a whole 18-hour, you know, day shoot is a great feeling. So I really enjoyed her chemistry. I really enjoyed her work ethic. I mean, you know, she really gets into a character. She really commits to, you know, what we're trying to do with the scene. And when you're working with somebody like that, it just heightens your excitement of, you know, acting. And I like being around other actors who really want to put in the work, you know, and do their job. And, you know, that's just, it's not like that when you're working with somebody who's just as giving as you with the storytelling. And it's fantastic.
Do you think we're going to see more of Henry in other episodes?
This is what's great about this show, and I don't know. You know, just like, you know, I don't know if other TV shows are like this, but just like The Wire, you know, these writers are writing as we shoot, so we don't really know what's going to happen. But I feel like the way that me and Olivia, me and Anna are playing, and the way that so far they structured our relationship, you know, I believe that, you know, you'll see Henry, you know, in both universes, either, you know, either trying to help her get there and making sure that she's safe, and in the universe when she goes back, who knows, you know, they seem to be showing other people's, you know, identities on the other side, and I don't know what they have in store for Henry, but I'm excited to see what they come up with.
Now, you're a recurring character, and since the show is kind of so intricate, do you feel like you have to pay more attention to the shows that you aren't in, so when you get called back to be on it, you can kind of hit the ground running?
You know, at first I did. At first I thought, you know, let me, you know, really, you know, do my homework and check out all the episodes and make sure, you know, I get a sense. But really, you know, you just want to, for me, what works for me is you just want to get a sense of the tone of the show. You know, the tone of the show in its mystery is what drives this, you know, the show along for me. And I think not knowing everything just gives Henry much more of a foundation of shock and surprise. And, you know, this character, you know, he doesn't really, he knows what's going on in his world, but that's where he lives. So when he runs into somebody like Olivia, you know, that's what, you know, I guess kind of keeps him interested in helping her, because she's showing him or giving him glimpses of a new world, or the world he's in might not be all it's cracked up to be. And I think that's what's keeping Henry, you know, helping her out, because, you know, the intrigue and the mystery is something that's catching Henry off guard. So, you know, I don't like knowing too much, because I like, you know, reading the script like a fan too, when I get it and being like, oh wow, let me see how I'm gonna do this. And it keeps it fresh for me.
What's your advice to someone who wants to pursue acting?
Well, I guess, you know, and this is going to sound corny, but, you know, it's like a bad bootleg Nike ad, but just do it. I mean, there's no real, like, formula. You know, I can say go to school for 10 years or 20 years, and then he can be, you know, the person gets discovered, you know, an ice cream parlor, like they used to say back in the day. So, you know, I don't, just commit to that idea of just going for it. Not thinking about fame, not thinking about money, not thinking about, you know, other people and their success, or other people and those who are not successful scare you. You know, we all have our own individual paths. If you're going to do it, then you just got to, you know, clear your head and be positive and just go for it. And then, you know, at the end of it, just surround yourself with people that believe that you're going to make it. Because, you know, I think the worst thing for most actors is the support group. You know, when I was working, I'm sorry, when I was not working, you know, that was the hardest time, being 20-something years old with no money in your pocket. It's not cool. And my friend could have been like, yo, you need to get a job, or yo, you need to give that up. But most of my friends that were close to me were like, don't worry about it, it'll happen. I got you on this, or I'll pay you this time for you to get in the club, because you got to pay for your, you know, your headshot. And if you have that good support group, you know, it kind of helps you or strengthens your goals, that if they believe in you just as much as you believe in you, you know, it gives you a little bit of extra power to go for it.
Being a big fan of The Wire, can you talk a little bit about if there are any differences between filming that show and filming something like Fringe?
Well, the two main differences was, you know, just my outlook, because The Wire was such a huge cast, and because we were so based in Baltimore, you know, the city itself was a major part of the show, and, you know, my character was, you know, in a different mind space. But I think what David Simon did for the cast of The Wire, which helped us out, was within our scenes, he made sure that there were people that were, you know, real life into it in the scene with you. Like for the drug dealers, you know, we had ex-drug dealers in the scene playing, you know, little parts. So you kind of felt the heat of these people, like, looking at you like, you better get it right. When I did a scene, you know, they were real junkies, or people dealing with what Bubbles was dealing with within the scene with me. And I felt their energy like, you know, I'm looking at you, and if you have any sense of false or fakeness, I'm going to call you out. And Fringe, you know, they can't really do that. They can't have somebody who's been traveling in different universes really hit me and going, that's not it. That's not how it goes. So it's much more of a fantasy-based storytelling where you're not going to have, you know, that heavy sense of realism surrounding you. So that was like, that's like the only major difference in shooting Fringe as opposed to shooting The Wire. As far as the production value and cast and crew, they're the same. I mean, they're dealing with the same type of tones and emotions as far as humanity and justice. And, you know, and the actors are all professional, and they all come to play, and they all come to work. So, you know, it's just that little thing of, you know, realism and fantasy that, you know, that comes across when you're looking at, you know, I could look at a documentary, like you said, I could look at a documentary, and then I could look at a, you know, a movie that's based on that documentary, and you definitely get a different feel, but they're both saying the same thing, and when done right, you know, they both entertain in the same way as well.
What was it like to work with the rest of the cast? What was, how was it coming in and then, you know, coming back to do another episode?
You know, it was my first time shooting out in Vancouver, and the cast and crew was fantastic. I mean, it was just a sense, you know, coming from The Wire, the cast and crew was fantastic, but just being in Baltimore, in that city, which is a major part of the show, there was a sense of, you know, there was always a little element of danger, or a little element of, you know, grit that kind of, you know, I guess helped make the show what it was, but kept you on edge. And in Vancouver, you know, it's a lot more pretty, it's a lot weirder, it's a nicer feel, and,
right,
you know, the crew were wonderful, and I guess, you know, because I'm coming from another show that was kind of successful, you know, it was always great when you walk in somebody else's, you know, when you walk in somebody else's kitchen, you know, you could get attitude like, hey, this is our world, you know, just, you know, don't try to butt in, just do your job and get out. But since, you know, they were, you know, most of them were fans of the show, they kind of embraced me, like, you know, in a warm way, and I was really thankful for that, because, you know, you always feel a little weird when coming to somebody else's show, especially when you're just a guest star at first. You know, you walk in, you just, you know, you're one of our Buffalo Peppers, you try to do your job and get out, and you kind of feel like I can't really connect with everybody because, you know, I'm an outsider. But the minute I got there, they really embraced me and said, you're not an outsider, welcome to the fold. And my man Lance, you know, from The Wire is there, so he looked out for me, and we made sure that, you know, our presence was known.
Most of, like, The Wire and Fringe, they're very heavy, you know, serious dramas. Do you, and I know that you've done a little bit of comedy, but do you have interest in doing more comedy, or do you consider yourself more of a dramatic actor?
No, I love comedy, and there's a certain intensity in comedy that you don't really see in drama, where in drama, you know, which I, you know, that's my foundation, that's where I started, but in drama, you know, people really sit back and they kind of wait for you to take them where you want to take them, and if something funny happens, you know, it's a surprise, and it's enjoyed, and, you know, when it gets serious, you know, people are ready, you know, are ready for whatever journey in comedy. You know, they sitting there like, make me laugh right now. You better just make me laugh. If you don't, you're whack. And, you know, that challenge I always find fantastic. And I really want to, you know, you always want to challenge yourself. And so I want to do more comedy. And I think with the drama, you know, I think that the humor inside me always seems to seep out. And so, you know, I was shocked when a lot of people came up to me and, you know, said that, you know, certain things that Bubbles did was funny. Because, you know, you don't go out there, you know, trying to be funny. You just try to, be, you know, react to a situation the way you feel a character would. But yeah, I would love to do more comedy. I would love to do a lot of drama. You know what I think? I think I love to work. I just want to keep working.
Thanks, Andre, and thank you guys for listening. Please tell your friends about us, and keep coming back to DailyActor.com for more great interviews, columns, and resources. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.